All right, welcome to Radio Core. We treat everyone right. That's what we're all about. That's what this podcast is all about. We're broadcasting from this incredible, I mean incredible conference, the APTA Combined Section Meeting, or the American Physical Therapy Association, CSM. So I'm just sort of wrapping it all around. That's a long name, but I like it a lot. And you know what we're going to be talking about? Yep, this conference. This particular conference, and I got right next to my left one of the organizers. You see, that's Jason Bellamy.
Let's get going. Let's do it.
All right. See, I like that.
Yeah.
How do you think the conference is going?
Oh, it's going amazing. So we have set a record on attendance already. We have more than 18,000 people here.
I'm telling you, man, I've been saying a million. And was I a little off on that? I've been a million.
It feels like a million. It feels like a million.
Yes. What's so funny is when you got this aisle that's coming down here, and then it's like what?
It's a sea of humanity.
Where?
Yeah, and it's a sea of excitement. Everybody's super fired up. The energy here is absolutely incredible. The passion for physical therapy.
Passion.
Yeah, it's right there.
Off the charts.
Yeah.
And the innovation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's so much cool stuff. I mean, we're sitting here in the exhibit hall right now. You know, you can walk a few steps and you can see people doing virtual reality stuff. You know, you can start to see the future. And then you see, you know, see people who just are still all about being the best caring people they can be. I mean, you know, again, it's so incredible to see 18,000 people here when those 18,000 people are committed to making the world a better place. They're trying to help people move forward, be better, be healthier, and it's just incredible people to be around. It's awesome.
What fascinates me about what you're doing, what this organization is doing, it seemed like 5 years ago it was sort of the dark ages, and then it's just the speed at which everybody, where are we going to be in 5 years? Where are we going to be in 10 years? And what innovations are taking place that are just completely transformed? Like, VR.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, it's a great example. I mean, and so definitely care is changing and it's getting better. I mean, the whole goal is to find out what evidence-based practice is, what the best treatment is, and do that. And sometimes that is technology and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's truly, you don't need to be that complicated about it. Low back pain, I'll give you a great example. A lot of Americans have low back pain. In general, if you can get people low back pain to move and not be sedentary, they're going to feel better, you know, and there are a lot of ways to get there.
And we've had that conversation with a number of people that I've interviewed, and it was just, it gets down to, just move.
Yeah.
Now, don't just maybe just move. Let's incremental it. Just move a little bit.
Yeah.
And then just a little bit more. Yeah. And you start feeling better.
Yeah. And that's the physical therapist expertise, is the ability to say, what are your goals? Where are you? And how can we get you to where you want to be? And how do you do it in a way that's safe and appropriate? And again, physical therapists are there in place of surgery in some cases, before surgery, after surgery. You know, the goal is to get people who want to embrace a physically active lifestyle. Most of us are happier when we're active and capable of being independent and all of that. And we have an aging population in our country. We have a lot of people who need
to
be mobile.
I'm fighting it.
Right? Yeah,
no,
right.
No, I'm not
well, and
give
a physical therapist can help you fight it and not give
that's
in.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole idea. And so, it's fantastic. And I think what we're seeing and where I think the profession is going is that more and more we're going to find that physical therapists can treat people more cost-effectively than many of the other ways that they get treated, can help people avoid things like opioids, which obviously is going to be healthier for our country. And so, yeah, I mean, I think there's only good things ahead for the physical therapy profession. More and more we're seeing Americans, too, wanting to really feel control. And so, you know, our APTA's big consumer awareness campaign is called Choose PT. And that choose word was very important to us because people want agency. They want a sense that they're choosing their care. A lot of people, you know, you hear the horror stories of they go to the doctor, for example, they're spending an hour there and 45 minutes was in a waiting room. 5 minutes was the time that they got.
Yep.
They didn't really get to collaborate.
No.
They didn't get a sense to feel heard. And physical therapists are really there to feel heard, create a partnership with somebody and help them move forward.
It is. Absolutely correct. And we were talking with, I can't remember who, it was somebody with Coro, mm-hmm. who I'm sitting in their booth, talking about direct access. And it was just like, okay, I tweak my ankle, whatever it might be. I can just go directly to and create that relationship. And they recognize the necessity to say, okay, it's more, there's a long-term relationship here. And we're going to work with you and go in. For the listeners out there, give us a little of your background.
Sure.
Talk to us about where you came from and how you got involved in this particular organization.
So, yeah, I'm a journalism major who never went into journalism is the honest truth. You know, did communications all through undergrad, worked at Arizona State University in media relations, and then actually for the Green Bay Packers for a few years, writing for their website. And, you know, I landed, I tell this story all the time, I landed at APTA because I decided to relocate to the Washington, D.C. area. APTA had a position for their website that seemed like a good thing at the time. It had things that my previous jobs didn't have. When you work for a professional football team, for example, you go several months where you don't get a day off, that kind of thing. And they'll at least get weekends. That'll be nice, right? And I thought, this will pay the bills for 2 years, and 15 and a half years later, I'm still here. And I'm here because of the people, really. I mean, it's easy when you get to wake up every single day working for people who get to make the world a better place, and that's what we get to do when we work for APTA.
Now, your organization, it's not just how many events do you put on per year that is specific to the PT community and beyond?
Yeah, it's hard to put a number on that exactly. So APTA represents more than 100,000 individual members. So that's going to be physical therapist assistants, and students, whether they're studying to become a PT or PTA. Yep. That's our membership base. And then, you know, our biggest conference is obviously this one, CSM. It's hard to get bigger than 18,000 people.
But I'm telling you, it's going to.
Yeah.
You know that.
This event will.
It's trending in that direction.
Absolutely it is. And next year, I mean, so I'll go back to the previous story, but next year's our centennial. So APTA is going to turn 100 next year. And so this event.
You've been around for 100 years.
Yeah, we will be. And so this event next year will be in Orlando. We're taking advantage of that. We're going to throw a huge party at Universal Studios for our centennial next year.
So this event, Orlando, baby.
Yeah, I mean, 20,000 people seems very much in reach next year.
Yeah, and you've been a part of it for 16% of it.
Yeah, I've been a good stretch. Yeah, and so how many events does APTA do? You know, at the national level right now, we kind of do three big signature events. This is one of them. But APTA also has what we call components, and those are chapters. So there's a state chapter, and then our specialty sections. There's 18 of those, and they host a lot of events as well. So if you're an APTA member, there are multiple chances to get together in that community, feel that sense of community, get better. But obviously, there's nothing like CSM. 18,000 people. That's a movement.
It is, and I've always get fascinated by the rigs and the equipment that has to be brought in, and it's like, how do you do that? And then they ship it around, and it's all here, and then you get to play on it.
Yeah.
So if I was interested in just saying, okay, I want to be a part of this, how easy is it?
So if you're basically all you have to do is you have to be in the physical therapy profession, right? You know, you have to be a student or a licensed physical therapist and to join APTA. And then, you do that and then you get to take part in these conferences. So, well, first of all, you don't technically have to be a member to come to these conferences.
Right.
But if you are, you're going to get a 40% discount, which is pretty nice.
Decent.
And so, yeah, so that's it's simple as that.
But that's also in kines and exercise. It's a bigger.
It's physical therapy centric, obviously. People have different passions. We have people, for example, who are physical therapists and also certified athletic trainers, so you often get some overlap there. But definitely, you know, we are the cornerstone of that physical therapist assistant, student audience. Yeah, we got that.
Do you do any lobbying? Do you on behalf of your organization?
Yeah, so if you asked the average member, I think, what's the greatest value of APTA, it's that. So APTA is on Capitol Hill all day, all the time. We have the relationships, you know, with members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. We are working those relationships. I'll give you the very brief story. Recently, Medicare came out with this pretty terrible cut for physical therapists. And so we're actively lobbying on that, trying to make it better, right? And if APTA isn't here, yes, individuals could do it on their own, but that's hard, right?
Oh.
People are working for a living.
Yeah.
And so APTA is there while physical therapists are trying to make their money. APTA is trying to protect their payment. APTA is trying to make things better for them and for the people they serve.
But the brilliance of what is happening here is that it is truly focused on individuals getting back into the game and applying solutions to help people to do that.
Yeah.
And the other element is that because of the innovations, it's incumbent upon organizations like CORA and others to stay always current with the latest thinking. So when I approach a company like CORA, I feel confident that I've got the latest and greatest thinking and application to whatever my challenge might be.
Absolutely. And APTA's role in that too, obviously.
Yes.
We want to be the trusted leader for the profession.
Yes.
That's our goal. You know, we want members to want to be part of us because they know that they're in good hands. And so, you know, we've done research that shows, I mean, you know, members or non-members, they know if APTA says this is the way something is and reports something, it could be trusted. And that's usually
got that
valuable
stamp of approval.
Yeah, which is really important. And by the way, just real quick, since you mentioned
CORA,
I want to give them a shout out. So one of the things that we are doing here at CSM is we're doing a step challenge. And so we want to get of the 18,000 people, We want to total 150 million steps over this conference. Right now, we're in, you know, we're middle of the day, Friday, right? We still got a whole, you know, rest of the day left and Saturday left. We're over 50% of the way there. And if we get those 150 million steps, APTA is going to donate $10,000 to Lubert's Light Foundation to build a wheelchair swing in a local park. You're holding the flyer right there.
I interviewed them.
Yes.
And if it doesn't bring tears to your eyes and see their passion on what they're trying to accomplish, well, you need a heart.
And that's a great example. And so one of the people you talked to yesterday, I know, was, you know, she's a physical therapist. She's a member of APTA. And, you know, right now what they're trying to do in the Denver area is build an inclusive playground for people with disabilities. But then the next goal is there can't just be one place in Denver that people with disabilities have to go to. If we want to make those people feel included, there needs to be accessibility in every playground. So their goal is that every playground in Denver eventually can be inclusive to somebody who's in a wheelchair who has a physical disability.
It was like a shot to the head when I said, oh gosh, it's not inclusive. You don't think about it. You go to a park, there it is, man, you have a grand time, but you don't think about that. There are challenges with people who have challenges, and they too want to go to a park.
Yeah, come
on.
You got a bed of thick sawdust, and you got a kid in a wheelchair. They're gonna have a hard time crossing that. I mean, little things like that are a big difference.
I love it. I love it. So, I am fascinated. We're gonna wrap it up because you're a busy guy because you've got.
I got people to meet. That is true.
A million people wanting to talk to you.
Feels like that. Feels like that a little bit. I think I've talked to about 10% of people here at least, and I'm going to try and make it 100% by the time it's over.
Well, we got a podcast. We'll try to make it 100%.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much.
All right, you listeners out there, that is Jason Bellamy. He's with the APTA Association, and what you need to do is you need to reach out. If you're in this particular profession, reach out to that organization. You will not go wrong with that, and thank you very much for joining. I really appreciate that. We're going to have another great interview just like this with Jason coming your way on Radio Cora, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.